I want to thank you for all the amazing reports and all the great successes. The reason why I said that, Kango, is I believe the reports that are here will be my Bible today. So I don't intend to, it's good to see you, sir. I don't intend to preach. I believe you can still leave on Thursday service. And I think you still need a month to understand. To understand what I was saying, you will need a month of everyday donation of 30 minutes into listening to it. So let me, I'll have us start with scriptures today. If you can keep repeating those pictures, I think from whichever one it is that you decide to, I think they are important, and all those who, these ones are not Founders Day stuff, or this one's already far, but it's okay. You can, we can still use it. I wanted to hear this. Everything that stays alive evolves or devolves. Every single thing. If you can manage to keep the trap houses, which became the EDCs, which became the Nation Building Centers, NDCs, thank you, from trap to, from just Pine Kemp, I think that's the foundation of it. From just Pine Kemp to trap to EDC and then to NDCs. If you keep it alive, it will become the next thing. Everything that stays alive evolves or devolves. It doesn't matter how bad the thing is. If it stays alive within reasonable conversations, it would evolve. Nations that devolve, like some of the nations we're coming from, is because there are no adequate conversations. If the UK stays alive and they evolve like they've been doing over the last 100 plus years, it's because there are conversations, there are debates. It's never easy. Conversations are tough. They are never easy, but they stayed alive. Why is that important? People kill things too early. If you give it a space of time and it's not evolving as you think it should, we then run it by emotions rather than by the fury of growth. And so what I've learned over the years is as we stayed alive, we just evolved. And because there are constant conversations, the word in this space, that will be the word. Because there are constant conversations, they evolved instead of devolving. And so it depends now on the conversation your houses are having. If it is a devolving conversation, the natural result of that will be devolution. It'll go down. If we're having to sort out who is gossiping and not, or not, and that's constant, and it's constant, devolution is coming. But if it's going to evolve, it is the principle of staying alive, believing in it. So I've mastered something, because imagine 20 years now, there must be something that I've learned. I don't change. You let people change. People change their minds. And like I was saying yesterday, there will be many reasons why a person change. It's neither right or wrong. Their own right is right to them. And guess what? They have a right to their right. But I won't. I'll let people come and go, make decisions and change their decisions. But what a leader must be, and that's you and I, must be stable, predictable, and let others figure it out as you go. Because you owe the duty of staying alive. You will never know what Inspire House can become if it does not stay alive. if Inspire House is subject to the opinion of the guys who have been there before, and I'm not saying they were wrong to have even left, what must stay, even if that thing is wrong, what must stay is a PK and Joanna. It must just stay. If it stays alive and they are involved in the national conversation, they'll become a better version of them. But if you journey, even though you're still present, if you journey based on the emotion of someone in there, even if the emotion is right, you will still die. It is the principle of staying alive, the principle of making sure that people can change their mind, knowing that people can change, and people do change, and there are forces that make people change. But what we must have is, when you've gone, when we can't see you, when I can't see you, you will see me, because it's still me. Has to be a guiding principle. If people ask, what if something is not working? Stay. Feed and sleep. Feed and sleep. If you need food, and if you fast, just fast and sleep. Do not let money be taken from you. Let social media likes be taken from you. Just stay. Stay growing. Stay. Have 1 billion critics, just stay. And so I use that to greet all the houses, those who can now say they have 16 houses, they have 10 houses, they have one, they have two. It's because you stayed alive. The legacy story, the Founders Day story, the Founders Day story is Terry. I just turned to Pastor Obi and said, Terry lived with you? I never know that. That's why it's important for us to remind ourselves where we're coming from, because only in that do we find our uniqueness, and it is only in our uniqueness that we find our greatness. If it's not unique, it's not great. Three other principles. I made up my mind not to be the one changing. Made up my mind not to be the one that leaves. Have to be the one that stays and stay alive, because people will come and go and they will have valid reasons. And from the day that, why am I repeating that? If you've seen that video, when you went to Bagel King, a seed had been sown many years before that. So we were not asking you to go do something that we never done. I remember packing things, Wookie will remember, you will remember, Sam, packing things, carrying it from our house then in Peckham to Lewisham. I can't remember any family head here being there. When we then say Founders Day, it is more than a person. A seed was sown way ahead of whoever you call your leader. They are product of the seed that was sown. And if they don't understand this, we'll cast them back into the ground as a seed and not an harvest. So the current harvest that we assume and believe right now is an harvest, an Inspire House, a Love House, what's your house called? House of Exchange. I'm not sure what I'm about to say is clapping stuff, but it's also good that you clap. Right now, we believe they are harvests, but depending on how they function, over time, we will know if they are an harvest or we put it back to the ground and say, yes, we love House of Exchange, but you see this leader, God forbid, needs to go back as a seed. We must not zero ourselves on him as an harvest. So we were in Lewisham that day and we were doing all sorts. It's evangelism. We all look very hungry, by the way. But there were seeds so that those who will go bigger kings years after, we will be seed for those who will use their industry to win souls after. Because everything produces after its kind. It's seed. It is our choice to be stable that makes us into eternal harvests. So Founders Day is never about the great work an individual did somewhere. It's about the foundation of the things that were done before some of you even came. Because you know the body by which you sow, in which you sow the seed. Scripture says, once this body is sown, you cannot determine the body it comes out with. So if you take a corn, a grain, and you sow it, you can see the seed. But when it falls into the ground and dies, when it's coming back, you cannot determine the body. You cannot say this is the kind of body it's going to come with. So in other words, our job is to sow seeds. We are seed sowers. So when we were sowing in Lewisham, that's at least 10 years, I think, if not more. The body it will come back with, we don't know is Stephen. The spirit, Stephen, that possesses you. The spirit came that possesses you to act like you act when it comes to soul winning is an eternal spirit, a seed that was sown. Only God knows how old you will be then. Let's calculate this thing. Lucia must be how many years, Book? About 10 plus years. You'll be how old? 19. Were you in prison by then? Or you're just making your way in, or you've been fully prison at 19. I never heard this part of your story. But we were sowing a seed for an eternal spirit to locate someone. The Givers Club seed is everything you can see and you can name. The 100 pounds years ago, I would say, Honey, Sam, and whoever else then, can't remember. We're going to imagine PT is calling for mobilization and it's 100 pounds. And if we were on YouTube or this caravan that people carry and become popular through the caravan, empty caravan, if we're on YouTube, they will still criticize us and say, you're mobilizing. But they were your seeds for the young people now. Who can think 100,000 pounds? Then you will wonder, how comes in those days, as important as the work we were doing were, how come nobody walked in and donated 1 billion? 1 million? It would think it. I said, but that will not be a seed and harvest principle. So what you will be preaching will be to empty people who sporadically give big amounts, but they will not be sons, product of seeds sown over years. So the word Founders Day, it's not just PT founded the work, it's the foundation of the work. The foundation which we've now seen, some of the manifestation of it, so that nobody actually takes the glory of I'm a family head. No, people paid the price way before you came. There's a spirit trying to use you. And what is the difference between a PT in that Lewisham corner and a PT here? No difference. I'm just not going to change. Stable, predictable. You will actually know where to find me. Simple. Not going to change. So our foundation, it's like a baton, like a relay baton. Somebody was doing something. Why is this first important? In nation building, in growth, there is no overskilled persons. you took it over from somebody else. Somebody else is going to take it over from you unless you evolve through solid conversations. Unless you've suppressed emotions to a place where you're not moved, you're not up and down. You are solid, you know what you want, and you go for what you want within the confines of the vision. First scripture, again, I'm not going to attempt to preach. I think you should go back to the SoundCloud. First scripture is about vision, our bond, our agreement, the bloodline that runs in the family. We've said it. Our job, my job on earth, is not to fill stadiums, is to fill the world, families, how to build people into greatness from the scratch. We want to be the best, the wealthiest, most influential family on earth. And we've been saying this directly or indirectly for time. It's taking us time to do that because none of us are from billionaires' families. So nobody gave anybody any inheritance. As a matter of fact, from your perspective and your ideology in life, if someone gave you $1 billion before the world, you will still not be the wealthiest family in Beckton. You will waste it. So if that's our work, if that's our vision, you will then ask, what does that mean? It means we have our mind and hands and skill in many industries, if not all. From tech to art to new finance, crypto finance, to the Medicare world, to real estate, to the media. And let me tell you, these things are not reserved for anybody. It has no name tag on it. Anyone with the vision that we've been sharing, the vision that elevated most of your leaders, anyone that has imbibed this vision can be the leader in that field. 20 years after, I can tell you for free that there are always reigning champions. Until reigning champions come. I remember, because it's Founders Day, I have to say this. In Lancaster House, yeah, that's how we found, because we used to struggle to print flyers. In those days, it's flyers. You know, we call it handbill. I don't know how it came to handbill. But handbill flyers. And we'll need someone to design this thing. And it's always a struggle. You go, you wait for printers. It's long. Eventually, a man walked in and he said the Lord laid it in his heart that he must be the designer. And of course, you know, when those kind of people first come, they look at it and say, but this is not to standard. This is wrong. And they start doing all those stuff. And you know me, I'll just say, that's true, you know. I say, don't worry. Yeah, I say, no. In fact, look at the spelling. And they are not wrong. I'm telling you about people now. They're not wrong. So anyway, it becomes the designer of the flyer, like what we are Design Nation or Pastor Daniel's team will do now. So it became the guy doing this thing. Anyway, as usual, people change their minds. Normal. He's changed his mind now. I can't even remember what the situation is. But when he designed, he was so passionate that he even transcribed my preachings into a book. And the book was titled Men of God or God of Men instead of Men of God, something like that. He passionately wrote these things and put it. If I see him today, I can't remember. I won't recognize who he is. It is never the person. It is not your family head. It is not your industry head. It's a vision. This vision changes people. When they don't understand the vision, it doesn't matter how important the person looks now. This man looked important then. So anyway, change his mind is always emotional stuff. It's always going to be someone said something or something didn't go the way I see it. So it's always that. It's not new. It's a human realm, so it's not new. So it's left now, and you know, people always leave things messy. It's normal. Again, that's human. And it feels like because of how zealous and how we saw him then, it's like an expert in what he does. It feels like, how are we going to find someone else to do this? Remember, before we even found him, it's a struggle. And the Lord laid it in his heart. We didn't know it's not the Lord. At the time, we believe it's the Lord. The Lord just laid things in people's heart. The Lord in our Lancaster just laid things. He's just going there and lay. Anyway, this guy leaves. Then, one day, now we're thinking, how are we going to find someone else to do this thing? Then one day, one of our former friends, I'll use the word former friend for illustration's sake. If you start something, a friendship that stops never started. You need to always remember that. A friendship that stopped never started. A relationship that stopped never started. Anyway, one of our former friends brings a guy, and this guy is struggling where to sleep and all these things. And you know us, we're just going to take him home. He doesn't know where to sleep, but we didn't even have space. So we said, we're going to open the church hall. He can sleep there. He started living there. And then we realized that he could design, and it was like 10 times better than the guy that just vanished. It's better. His designs were like, wow. But again, people change. Simple emotion, instability, all these things. People, we are in the realm of men. And you know, as much as we can say, wow, what kind of people are those? The kind of people that those are is sitting next to you right now. Because they are humans. Nobody changes for no reason. It's changed now. But guess what I discovered in this journey? And this is why this is Founders Day. Because we are stable, because we won't change. But at the time, our wow is based on our exposure. Both the first guy and the second guy, who is 10 times better than the first guy, they were not even half as good as the next guy. And it was in those days God taught me, if you follow the emotion of this guy, if you sit down to persuade him, if you make him feel hot, you follow his emotion. But how can we not follow his emotion? We heavily relied on handbills. Today won't look like anything to you, but it was a big deal. Handbills? You don't have handbills before service? It's like you finished me. How can we do revival? Handbill must be on the street. You say, hello, sir. You know handbills. Take. It was major for us. And gradually, stage by stage, I'm just imagining, excuse me, how either is the first guy or the second guy or the third one or the fourth one, which one of them can fit into today? Just their look alone. You won't allow them in here. We were aging backwards. We were getting younger. They were getting older. Why is this important? Founders Day, the first thing is respect for the vision, not individuals. Why did I say that? Thank you. You, as a matter of fact, the person you're trying to get jealous of right now, the person you're saying, wow, they think it's only him or her, may not even be the person. He's a wow person to us now. If we stay alive, if they don't evolve or grow past their own emotions or whatever it is, it will just be another story. Onye, you were there. Who were the businessmen in those days? Uncle Steve. Even Ben. People you, as in, Ben gave partially in order to steal, but gave. Let's just give him the give. A Mercedes-Benz 4x4. You see, then, that Jeep that now looks like a coffin. It is, in those days, like, wow. But guess what happened to these men? They were emotional. You know him well. Their emotion was their God. They worshipped it. They loved it. And there is no way in the world to tell them they are not emotional because they give. They are givers. How do you tell a giver is emotional? There's no way. As I say, me, I can give my whole life. But it doesn't change the humanity supersedes what is in the hand of humanity. It is powerful. Adam didn't have a seed. He had one thing to obey and he couldn't. Why is this important? It is not your leader. It is not the person. It's not Onyeka or B. Toby Jr. The vision itself is more powerful and older than him. Worship the vision. Yeah. Follow the vision. And then obey the leaders. Who obey the leader. That's why we call it Founders Day. So that everybody can go through the template and hold their leader accountable to the template of the vision. Because if this fails, the vision of the house to be the biggest and wealthiest family will not happen. If it doesn't happen, let me tell you why it won't. There's only one reason. Human factor. Humans. Humans make sure that things don't happen. Humans can love you more than you and fight for you more than you. That's why it must be vision. Otherwise, we all have humanity. Look at the first scripture, please, Pastor Faith, if you can.
Proverbs 29, verse 18.
In other words, when we say emotion, it's not how you feel about something. The men and women that I've used as example, they felt certain way. Uncle Steve, for example, just needed to protect me from all these young guys that are just coming. What did they want? And guess who those young guys were? P.O. And the likes. Hobie. This guy loves me so much that he's going to protect me from my future. Sam, you remember who's there? You cannot say he loves less. He does not love less than any of you in this place. If you're talking about his wife's bank card, everything, as in this guy comes and say, what does he call me now, Lucy? P or something like that. He is passionate, but his feeling supersedes his passion. So, and if we've known, but we couldn't even have known. We have to grow to a place where we have to. Ourselves, myself now. If you want to call me founder just for illustration purposes. Myself, I have to understand what the vision is. And a point has to come where I'm thinking, this is now not the vision. As important as you are, as given as you are, you can't fit into this. But my life, because my life and everything that is in it is important for the general vision. It's vital. It's just as vital. It can't be compromised. So this guy loves PT. But you see, there are many people in the church that he doesn't like. And guess what? You have to hear this. Guess what? Those people that he doesn't like, they are actually not likable. No. Even in hindsight, I don't like them either. they feel intimidated by him. He just feels they are so low. Like, what's this local guy? There's a bald-headed guy who just talks. They are not likable. But we don't like each other based on our feeling. Division. Division is the bond. So there is nothing like, as much as we want us to have one language and one discipline, but there are people in their own corners who feel a certain way. Let me announce to you, if that's the case, we might as well forget division. We are not going to get there. That's why we have Founders Day, to have conversations like this. Well, you know, at the end, we will still get it done, but I just feel a certain way. You can't do that, because it is not if 10 of you agree. If 2 of you agree, we will outgrow you. So I needed to start with that to let you see these men, their love, their passion, their giving. Most of them, Steve and his wife literally painted the whole of Lewisham. Painting, like carry painting in the morning, drive down there. They are giving their painting as well. They are looking for carpet. They are matching towels. They are not less givers. But there was something more important. There was something more important. I think by the time he started his working that hard and he started seeing the honey, a hobby, his insecurity kicks in. Like, what am I going to be? And from that point, is a downward spiral. As in, until the day this guy comes into me and started telling me about a new religion. It's like a Jamaican religion. They just wait. And if you don't stay alive, you see, as funny as this thing is, you could never see that coming. Once you miss your place, where a man goes to is unimaginable. We can't think it. You can't fathom it. Why do these people become this way? They missed a place because of certain issues of life that they didn't deal with. It is vision. Why am I also telling you this? Place vision above individuals so that you don't sink with them out of loyalty. Jonathan was in the middle. David was the future. Jonathan is Saul's son, was Saul's son. Saul was the past. Jonathan, the son of the past, Saul, the king at the time, saw David. The Bible says that the friendship between David and Jonathan was like life and death. They were so close. But for some reason, because of the presence, because of what how promising things look like, his dad Saul. He couldn't leave his past. His dad Saul. And journey with David. But he supported David. He said, David, I'm with you. He was even snitching against his dad for David so that his dad don't get David killed. He loved David so much. Like a man will love his own soul. That's what scripture says. But why and how did he die the death of his father? His father just one day decided to go to war. This war was the most useless war. There was no need. He was fighting, and Jonathan died alongside his father, the past, because the past looks good. Many times, once something starts raining, once something is in vogue, you say, look at this person, he's done this, he's filled this stage, he's done this. It's usually the past is dying off. That's the end. Because you think, from here, then what? Saul took his son to war. His son should have followed David, but out of loyalty to Saul, Jonathan died before his time. He should have been the right-hand man of the future, David, but he couldn't leave the past. Why must the vision be at your forefront so that you don't die with leaders out of loyalty that is not needed. And say, I'm a loyal person. And say, that's important. But to what? To who? And I'm not talking about feelings, because you can feel and go and hear rumors. Oh, Pete is not happy with this leader. This leader has done this and that. Let me tell you something. If I'm unhappy with someone in leadership, I will not open my mouth to tell the next person, regardless of who the next person is. If I'm saying it, I'm testing the person talking to me. I've been in this thing for 20 years. I know my heart. If I'm unhappy with someone and I'm complaining, I'm trying to tell you, do you know that is inside you as well? Wake up. Don't fall victim of it. If someone then walks out and thinks, hey, you see, it's not happy too. It's a sad situation. Don't walk with feeling. Walk with what you hear from the word. Vision above all. Scriptures on vision. And then we'll go to the next one. Yes, sir. Quickly, please.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
If we have no vision, we will perish. It does not matter how holy we are. It never said where there's no love, people perish. We can love each other. So if you love me so much, I must be able to give you vision by which you would abide. Otherwise, your love will be dangerous. You will dictate the tone, the tune, and the manifestation of your love at will. So what you all have done in this house is to demonstrate love through abiding with the vision. That's what you've done. Where there is no vision, there could be love, but the people will still perish. Vision gives us rules. Vision gives us how to walk or how not to walk. It is just vision. The light of the heart is vision. That's what I gave to you when you came into this house. That's what raised your leaders. Thank you. We were not on Lewisham Street or in Bagel King to make ourselves feel like a church. I just thought at the time that young people, you see that evangelism there, yeah? That thing that we're doing. Guess how many people came from it to the next service and the next service and the next service? Zero. As in, these people were promising. He said, is it tomorrow? I said, yeah, it's tomorrow. He said, by the grace of God, I'll be there. We were sitting down there in amazement. People did not just pick their call. The mobilizers calling them. So you say you register people now, at least 1,000 shows up. Then we registered them and they decided. It's like we're thinking, did these people agree with the devil to just mess our, to just mentally mess with us? They did not come. Okay. They will come next week, says the Lord. Guess what happened next week? They've even now forgotten us more. It's the following week. Nobody showed up. But then in hindsight, we realize it's not them. It's about us, our own vision. Are we serious? Was what was being established. In Picture House Greenwich, I ran two services. The next service, I spent about 8 weeks lecturing about soul mobilization. So you'll see one of the videos where I was describing something and I put in the middle comfort zone. This was us. 8 weeks plus lecturing about winning souls, evangelism. We've been in this thing for time. And the best gift I think I got from being in this thing for time is the ability to discern people. To hear people talk and just know. Why? Because that just makes you one of the greatest counselors in the world. And I still find out, you can discern people all you like. Someone can reject your discernment. It doesn't matter who. They can love you to a point where they just say no. I can discern people. Why? Because every day, every night, 20 years, I've sat with people daily, not traveled once, not one vacation. Doing what? Just meeting people over and over and understanding the psychology of human behavior. It becomes part of your psyche, natural instinct or so, to be able to prophesy. You know, prophesy just means you can say where this will go. That's vision. Because of time. Next one, knowledge.
Hosea 4, verse 6.
Hosea 4, 6.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
These are his people. These are people who already came into God and all these things. But there's still destruction for them. Why? They just don't know. Why do we then have Founders Day? To make ourselves know, to have knowledge. Why? So that we're not seduced by the world, by popularity, so that we're not seduced by what the church has become, thinking that we should be like them. Knowledge. Why must we acquire that also? So that we don't resort our life to just prayers. We want to know, what does it take to be the wealthiest family? We've already settled why. The reason is simple. You get more people into Christ than evangelizing on the street. People will come to your foundation. My cities, scripture says, shall yet again spread true prosperity. That's why you need a family. People want to be part of something, not just a congregation. The most brilliant people, those who have subdued their emotions, are the ones who build families. They understand, go left, go right, and they do it. That's why it raises wealthy, it has to take a wealthy father to raise a wealthy family. It is not a loving father. It's not always loving. It's not, it don't have to go your way. You know, most of us grew up from difficult families. So, you know when you told mom to shut up. Yes, maybe you didn't pronounce it. But you know. But please, go and be Donald Trump child or LVMA child and tell them, shut up, this is my own decision. You're not going to do that. You won't. You're not sharing your perspective. They already have a vision, a goal, values, how their family runs. Because if we don't do that, Sam is going to bring his ideas from his dad, Mr. Akoke, Pastor Akoke. Oni is going to bring his from the dad, Dr. Nweke. Rev D is going to bring his own from Reverend Dr. Pastor Prophet Adeboyega. Kunle is going to bring his own from Mr. Yusuf. Stephen is going to bring his own from Mr. I know he won't answer. I already know. And we will have the, we have to collage this thing and run things based on everybody's ideas. And people talk about their childhood trauma even when they are 40 years old. Yes, so we'll still be running things on what you went through at 15. That at 40. That's why I'm saying that if we are going to do a work this daunting, if we're going to push for this kind of greatness, there's only one thing that can stop it. Human factor. Well, take that human factor apart, and human factor includes love and passion. Don't love me, vision me. Don't love me, obey. Don't love. Because if we, how do you measure love? Just obey. Yehoshua, Christ said it. If you love me, obey me then. If that's love, just obey. Knowledge. Our constant search. And if you love this work, you'll be constantly digging on how the next person or the business you're involved in will be worth a million, then a 10 million, then 30 million. That's the demonstration of love back to the house. willing to do anything and everything the vision tells you to do. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We will continue to dig. Most times, we're in a rush to make money instead of a rush to know. It's to know first. It's to know. It's to put our ears and eyes to the grinding stone and understand what it means to mobilize. To know first than to make. For if you know, you will make. Argumentative people just don't want to know. You cannot be a God to yourself in your head. You can't know everything because, and I've told some of your brothers and sisters, if you do, then why do you need me? Why do you need a leader? Why? What is it for? If we don't become what we are supposed to become, what happened to us? Human factor. Humanity happened. Humans are endowed with the special ability to make things not happen. So we must fight it. What are we fighting it with? Laws. The Better Together Prosperity Reforms. Thank you. Those reforms, we are emphasizing those reforms to the place where we are saying, you see, as important as Sam is, and his founders there, so allow me to call them by their first name, their followers, please. As important as Sam is, as important as Onye is, we are saying, in comparison to this paper, you are not important. The imperfection of the paper is still more important than your perfection. As we go, we'll be perfecting the paper. But as we go, you will be perfecting the understanding of that paper. Otherwise, you will be removed by that paper. Check in the world, every lawless family, they are dangerous families. Every lawless nation gets less investment because they are lawless. You can't predict what would happen next. The Better Together reform is more important than any individual. So how do you know someone has rebelled against PT if they rebel against the paper? Say, but it's just a paper. It's not just a paper. It's our own form. So if they say Ebusola is assistant industry head, by that paper, no matter what you think you know in that industry, that paper empowers her to lead you. And if she violates that paper, the paper also has power to remove her and put someone else there. If we start to become a personality cult, we will fail. It's not an individual. It's not Shadia. It's not Nikki. It is, as in, how can you make it Nikki? How? Every one of you in the elite family, you give daily. You give your time. You give your money. You give your effort. If you are not there, will she be there? If you want to see her succeed, you will understand the reforms and her position. And you'll make sure she has knowledge of that position. And thereby she will grow. Otherwise, you will have people constantly crashing. A stranger can come from Czechoslovakia and start talking to PT to change things for him or her. I'm going to go back to that paper. The paper cannot be perfect. And say, well, the way this is done. No, no, no. I'm saying, you see, our admin is our admin. If PT is going to be involved in something, they will be there. That means it is superior to your own skill or expertise. Otherwise, we will be smaller than a minute piece of paper. We will run on everybody's zeal, love, passion, and possibilities. And we will pay times three for any profit we think we make now. 20 years in the making. In this nation and any nation, as a leader, I must have a say in how to form things, reform it, structure it for fruitfulness. I must have a say. And I think for now, none of you have started a business, a work that is powerful enough to get this 20 years expertise counsel that can pay for it. So we are still here as pro bonos. What did you call those lawyers? Duty-free counselors. Your first desire must be to grow to that place. It's 20 years of interacting with humans and building with results. Calm, never out of character, never be. Calm, level-headed for all these years. Find out what the reforms are saying, your role, your duty for your leader and for your own personal self and for the nation. If you find out what your role is, do it. Don't come and form what should come back to you, because it won't, and your emotion will take you out. That's most important for the third gen because of what I want to read next. But two more things. Number three, understanding. Look at these scriptures, please.
Proverbs 24, verse 3.
Tell me.
By wisdom, a house is built.
We've built this by wisdom. We already have all the layers. This is probably one of the most structured black organizations ever. Our structure protected us to a place where the toughest media in the world, the BBCs and co, could not break this. Because of structure, structure protected us. So by wisdom, this house is already built. Then it tells us, next one.
And through understanding, it is established.
As understanding will now establish us. It's taken us these years, 20 to be precise, or close to 20, to establish this. Because we now need to understand, oh, so this is human behavior. You know, for a while, we thought, if something does not work certain way, we just didn't pray enough. We just didn't fast enough. We just didn't do this. But it's taken us this long to realize we just didn't understand what could make it, what could stop it, what could destroy it. They are called human beings. I've not met yet one person that has been to this work that I know one-on-one that hates this work. It's always love. They love so much that they could walk away. Yeah. Like, I love this work so much, and instead of this guy, you know, one of my first experiences with humans, I couldn't believe it. So I had this lady, you remember Sarah? The older Sarah, Debbie, you remember older Sarah. She loved so much. We left Ashur's house together. We'll live together. The taxi would drop me in Pastor Dapo's house. She lives in Thamesmead. And we're just going to share what we have. I'm going to be like, I have £50 here. She has the son with the guy with autism. The guy scattered the church one day. And we thought it was deliverance in it. The demon didn't answer once. It's like that demon just hates Jesus so much. He said, Jesus, we thought that would subdue it. The guy said, listen, call him out. I don't want you, his servant. Call your boss. Young guy. Anyways, we'll share this stuff. We'll go home. That's how close we were. Guess where the problem started from? The church just started to grow. And you would have thought, I thought we were struggling for growth. He said, no. How can somebody change the background curtain without telling me? That is when I just changed the background, because they just rolled in and they were enthusiastic for the work. Do you understand this background curtain they fought on? It's like a shrine. It's like a shrine. It wasn't even important. But you see, at that point, it was important to us. Pastor Larry knows. One day, the leaders were talking, Pastor Larry and Co, in an office. And after that, the woman walked up to me. And she said, she's tired of this. Sunday morning, before preacher, I said, what's up? Said, the Holy Spirit just told me that the elders in that room are talking about me. said, the Holy Spirit told you this. Like, to what end? Like, you're now going to fight them. This Holy Spirit, this guy, man, why? On Sunday morning. Oh, he was talking about you. You just could not handle. You didn't understand growth. Every growth threatened everybody. Every new move threatened everybody. She just felt so insecure. And you'll be thinking now in hindsight, what were you insecure about? We were even nobodies. It's not Lancaster House, guys. Maybe in Lancaster House, you can think, okay, your position here because of the carpet, the cream carpet on the floor and the chandelier light, three chandelier light that we got from Edgware Road, Hobie. At that point, you might think, you know what? This is a thing. I don't want anybody to take my place. That's fine. 87A. What is wrong? And I couldn't believe it. As in, those were the days that strengthened our heart. I couldn't believe she's going to walk away. It's like I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, are you for real? Like, do you understand why I gave you that foundation? We went home together. We closed the door of the church together. We got on train when we couldn't pay taxes. We spoke about vision. We spoke about tomorrow. We spoke about eventually we'll get your son to be this. I went to her house. I sat in her room. We spoke. We talked. We were like, you're walking away. Why? Why? Head of admin at the time. Why? What's wrong? What is it? I couldn't find the source then. It was insecurity. I just thought, I thought many things. Why so I walk away? I can't believe it. Today, it doesn't sound big deal because you're all here. It was big deal because you're thinking, what is wrong? If we don't become what we dream to become, guess what happened? Human factor. Nobody can tell me she doesn't love. She loves with passion. But she needed to define her love. Vision, a better together reforms. This is where organizations reform and write papers. It cannot be driven by everybody's will. How will I know that Toby Jr., Obi Toby Jr., will be senior pastor? How he has obeyed the rules for years. Years after years after years, understanding boundaries, understanding approach, understanding what it means when your father speaks, understanding the rules of the house. Because those who have not obeyed rules have no business writing rules. And I'm not talking about Hobie, I'm talking about me. If we write the rules of my relationships, the rules of the house, it's because I've obeyed one and many for 20 years nonstop. The rule, thank you, the rule of stability, the rule of sowing, the rule of investment in people's life, the rule of all the rules, obeyed it, lived by it. The rules of decency, the rules of respect, lived by it for many, many years. Therefore, we can write rules. And the last one, so that I read this report and let you go, is discipline. Definition of discipline, first of all.
To carefully control the way that you work, live, or behave, especially to achieve a goal.
If there is a goal, if we have understanding, if we have vision, without discipline, it's not going to happen. So what I'm asking Harvey here to do, asking Karine Kobe Jackson, happy birthday, by the way. I ran into them in a club yesterday. I said, you ran into, what were you doing there? What were they doing there? It's not a club, it was a restaurant yesterday. If we have visions and goals, how do we know we're serious? The discipline to carefully, tell me,
control the way that you work.
To carefully control. People that are out of control are dangerous people. That means they have no discipline. They may have goals, targets, we call it, right? But the way I work, my target, let's just start from the simplest. My giving target, my Givers Club target, is why I cannot waste an hour gossiping. Because I'm now carefully controlling. I must be in control of my emotions. If I have a goal, if I have, no matter how I feel, once I set a goal for Abby, for a Daniel, for a Connor, if I have a goal, I must carefully control how I walk. If we add the goal for this work to be heard today, for a PT to have the image that he has with you today, I must carefully control the way I walk. So whatever vision you've been given in your own houses, those things that we wrote at the door, what will help us there, the careful control. So you can't just lose emotion. You can't just lose your mind and then say sorry. We must be conscious of no sorries. And that's not from the standpoint of stubbornness, because there are people who should have broken down quickly and said sorry, and they'll say, I don't say sorry, I'm a strong-willed person. Go to Blaze. You did not control carefully in the first place. To carefully control the way, tell me,
that you work,
that you work,
live,
the way you walk, the way you live. I've told the young ladies and younger, older ladies, it's going to be young because I don't expect anybody from the pillars to experience this. That's been a baby mama. I don't think so. Don't be. Don't let us start glorifying BS. Just don't be. Because you see that lady that you now have a joint stuff with, don't worry, Obi, you're not a baby father. You see that lady, that guy, when you are ready to be great, when you are ready to be something, you will see how they will drag you. You will see what they will do to you. The distraction, the irritation. Someone will then say, oh, well, it's gaslighting. Those who have, oh, so one of those of us who have been, who are that already, we have living examples here and they are doing well because of the support of the family. But how many of those can we support? At a point, we'll just think, look, it's your business with your person. What can we do? We're not going to be as emotionally vested as you are. So those who are here, we're already here. Why should we be adding more? To carefully control the way you talk, I mean, the way you walk, the way you live.
Or behave.
Because of the consciousness of vision. The consciousness of vision. The consciousness of understanding and knowledge. Living a life that is unentangled. Not thinking of how someone will behave. Someone's behavior that you can't control. Because you can't control the outcome of someone else's decisions. Something you have no chance. Those who have uncontrolled situations in their life is because they did not discipline themselves. So there are many things they can't control because they never controlled self. And that could be when we were younger. But I'm not talking about those who are already in that position. I'm talking about those of us who are not. Either is wrong marriage. I'm telling people, why do you want to marry for? Because you want to be societally accepted. When this thing hits the roof, you will only leave a little fragment of what you could have been in life. Then you will understand what distraction really means. You will pretend all the time like you're okay, but you will know you are not okay because a life is involved. You will never again think the same. You will never again be the same person again in this life. Your thinking will be tampered with. Honestly, you're just trying to scare us out of. I'm not scaring you out of nothing. I'm scaring you into discipline and vision. Not to now talk of the house. The house, don't let any leader deceive you. If you go and get funny child, even if it's baby Jesus, you're conceived by the Holy Spirit. I mean, like, you don't know who. I said, who is the father of this? I said, I don't know. I said, that's the Holy Ghost guy. When the guy is so useless that you are not able to bring this person around, that's the guy who is the ghost. Your leaders will reject you. They will be saying to you, I don't want. Once people start donating for you, once they start calling you, say, well, I'm just checking in on you, that means you've now become a charity project. They will not accept you. Why is that? Is it wrong for people to get pregnant at the age of 10 or 12 or 1, whatever age these guys want to do in the world? It's not wrong. It's their choice. You have the right to your feeling and your way. But in a family must have visions and their own guideline. And no family must compare. Like, let's say, what about those who do it, the other families that do it? They didn't say they want to be the biggest or wealthiest. They just want to be a family of some sort. Here, we're saying certain things have to fit into the requirement of this vision. Otherwise, guess you, and I heard you, Sam, saying it the other day, you've invested your whole life into this, your childhood. Because you didn't have one. If you went to prison at what age? 19, 17, 18. You didn't have childhood. From 10, you were training to go and rob. Everything around you was training you. Even the church services they forced you to, your childhood was just building you up to the day where you decide, hey, give me your chain or some stuff like that. When you came to the house, you started finding childhood. And guess what? The training of childhood in these houses, that 100 pounds mobilization is your childhood. And you grew to a place where you can give a million. That's what it means now for us in the family, that when you were a child, you spoke as a child. That's the mobilization of 100 pounds. You reason like a child. The result of that child, it is the 100 pounds. But when you became aged, when the understanding of the word came to you, when the breath of life taught you how to live, you could, without having to do any funny thing, you could raise a million because you grew, you found childhood. And so all the top gen people, those who are just joining, because if we are going to be a billionaire family, what will our childhood be? We will not be in the studio training for music. Those who are musical, you'll be there scheming out to build musical companies. If we're going to be the wealthiest, our childhood will be training our kids with resources, understanding of entrepreneurship from their childhood. That's childhood. Not in my childhood, I was riding bicycle. Are you going to be a cyclist? I say, I can't believe your parents didn't even teach you in childhood how to swim. Okay, thank you, but I'm not trying to get into Olympics right now to go and swim. They taught me how to preach, and that's fine for me now, for where I am. The general pledge in the house, have you, taught Jen, have you found childhood? If you're going to be part of the dynasty that is great, who has their ends in all pile of prosperity and human endeavor, given is our childhood. And you see why I said. Now, there are just reigning champions. One person don't have to reign forever if they don't evolve. I'm looking at the top givers here. I've started the report. discipline is not just a baby mama thing. I just use that as an example because that will get your attention. Everything. From those who have front shops to those who work from home in any of our 141 businesses, if that thing is going to grow, you're going to have to put faith, excellence, skill, and extreme attention to details, of which you must hold your leader accountable as well. You must hold them accountable to their attention to details. There's only one thing to fear here, division. Vision. Unless if that business did not come from the word and the mobilization of the house, then your leaders can do what they want. But if it comes from it, you must hold them accountable to attention to details, but you must grow in it as well. There's nothing called a shop didn't open on time here. Like, we'll question, you see those kind of things in this house, or you sent out an email, but you didn't send it on time, or this. You see, for Todd Jane, everyone watching me from home, you see those things in this house, the doing of those things are the sins. You know the sin they say will take you to hell. The church taught us if you commit this and that, you'll go to hell. Hey, a non-excellent life is the sin. Because you just stopped. You were supposed to buy something on time. You didn't buy the client. Anything that represents any of our business wrongly is the sin against your community, against your house, against your family. Those who work in organizations outside, if you are not the best there, you just violated your family, the family. If you are the prolific latecomer there, the latecomer without skill, there are latecomers that the company don't mind. They just know you are fine. They've rated you as high, so you can walk in anytime you like. But you who are still on the lower level, if they know you as the non-excellent guy, you violated the family. Those who, without achieving great feat for their company, get sacked every month. I'm sure you leaders have experienced those people. You just know they've sacked you again. Okay, welcome home. They offend the family. They offend the whole work. We have excellent minds. We are actually excellent gods on earth. That's what the family is. Not to now talk of those of you who work within the establishment, those of you who work within our businesses. If your business is not making money, if you are late to do things, if you are just appointed as the head of the magazine, if you are not bringing the best to the table, we ask you, so what exactly is this love? I say, I just love pity. Then I'm saying, okay, exactly what does that mean? Are we supposed to see every morning and hug each other and pray together, hold hands on the street? No, your excellence is what builds the family. On that note, the first quarter of the year, because I've given you the Founders Day message, I understand that. And you know, one of the reasons why we're not even shy to read these things online anymore, people have given up on us as money people. That's all we wanted them to do. In the days when you posted that video, the bag stuff, and it became viral, they were still trying to adjust. If they played that today, they would just say, is this partner? You say, yeah. So, it's better. It's better to be abandoned as money people than as the people of poverty. So there were messages from God. It's okay. And some people will still post that as if it's today. We say it's today. We want it to be today. And so I understand that the nation family economy for the first quarter is about 1.6 million. And I love the fact that you guys call millions like thousands. Well, 1.6 million is just a few steps away from not being million. Or one point, yeah, because by the time you spend, man, you'll be on 900, that you are back to 1,000 near. So we need to go far beyond any temptation to get into 1,000. Is it 1,000 is a terrible place to be. We've been in thousands, guys. You remember 1,000. You do something, you make 100,000. But the way that thing goes, because now you leave, you think you've made it. 100,000 is warning you that I'm not an important money. I'm not important. You know money. You're spending it. It's going down. It's just saying, listen, you have not entered money. And we wonder, why do we start with the economy? How can we not? We're one of the best givers in the world. So if we're going to give, can we give what we don't have? We must be specific about economy. Specific. Unrepentant. And so what about just winning souls? We realize it was easier for us to win souls when you have. And I said, but won't they just come for money and for fame? What are they coming to you for? Because the last time I was in your church, nobody came. As in, you do food bank Monday, Tuesday, there is a queue outside. The moment you say church on Sunday, if you can call everybody church, it's like they ran. Then they are watching, when did you finish? Sunday evening, they came for food bank. Craziness. It's craziness. As in, this guy, or guys, not just one person, thought revival will happen on us because I'm giving them bread. But you see, the problem with the bread you are giving them, they also know that you applied for a charity to give you to give them. It's not you. As in, you've never taken your credit card out to say, I will just use it to buy bread for the hungry. So you will go and queue at a project. So why would a beggar come to listen to a beggar about God on Sunday? They know you are getting it from somewhere. You're not putting your life on the line. You know, at the time, these men registered us with a food bank. So we were taking food, and God so made it that we had to, because all the food they gave us was rotten. It's like God just said, you fools, meaning us now, you want to be begging for food to now feed the hungry. How? Everything is rotten. We send the COVID time. By the time it enters your house, maggots come out of it. God trying to say, God punish you people. Like, why? How we give? How do we give? We mobilize ourselves. We give our all to be able to help everyone that we could. I understand. Okay. Of course, the total given out of the expenses is close to $1 million. In the first quarter alone, you spent on services, according to this book, and I know there are still some adjustment needed on it. You spent about $150,000 on services, meetings. The EDC's expenses, the highest expenses EDC was Connect and Banking. These people can spend. These guys are running at an average of about 100,000 a month. We need to look into that. We the central needs 50% of that, like tax rebate or something like that. I'm sure there's a tax for Karen Kobe Jackson. Like, so now that we've seen the expenses, how do we make sure that they pay taxes from that expenses? The heartbeat says about 100,000 in expenses. The new elite expenses is funny also, though. That means your landlord engaged. Because the expenses is 11K. That means he is in court, or is it tribunal or something like that? Right now, your papers are in. the wealth and life family about £75,000 in expenses. I like to see expenses. Let me tell you something. When they used to say we rent expensive places, expensive hotels, don't waste money. I read something this morning, and I've read it many years ago. We're not wasting money. We are buying memories. It's the purchase of memories. There are some things you purchase, you'll never remember it. But you know the first day you came to Bankside. It's a memory. You're one of the few churches that can say everywhere big organizations have used to look great, to deceive their customers, you've just used it to as prayer conference. We bought memories. Our clothes, we bought memories. And they will stay in our archives. Our children will read it, they will see it, and thereby know that they cannot perform lesser. They cannot be less. They cannot choose a life that is lesser. You set a standard, the minimum expectation of the nation family. The Givers Club, okay, they said total raised by families over $1 million. The Givers Club, okay. The Givers Club did 54% of total raised by families. So if the family has raised $1 million plus, the Givers Club did about 54.18% of that. When people don't want to give you a figure, they just slap you with percentage. You go figure that out on your way home. The Connect conglomerate, and I love the word conglomerate because that's the idea of each family. One of the first things each family must be able to tell us is how many businesses, enterprise do they have their hands in? Are you in media? Are you in tech? Are you in, how many places do you have people who obey the rules, know the rules, heading these businesses, making sure it works? We can win people to the kingdom if we can employ them and we can put them on. That's the gist of this house. The heartbeat. The figures are here, and I'm sure your leaders will share them with you. The new elite and all that. The structure of the leadership of the church is here. These things will be made available to you from your family heads. Of course, we also have how much we've given to Africa this year, excuse me, to empower businesses. It's in the millions, and I'll leave it at that. Souls-wise, the Freedom and Movement Church, I've gathered thousands of people this year, and I can see the numbers here too. The Gloss Beauty and Wellness Summit, the success of it, and the Souls Office have gathered a new database of about 10,000 people since the year started. And they've seen about 5,000 of these 10,000 walk through the houses. Your leader will have time to take you through these things. And I posted the last video I posted when I'm asked, what is going to be our projection for this year? And I said, I think we stayed too long on 10 million stuff. And we realized that it just vanishes. You're thinking, I wish all these million, we can just see it at once. So we said, we've seen too much of 10 millions. We need like 15. And I think LaBelle recorded me joking around with that because it was a good video because I was just playing about, I have faith in you. I also see a list of top givers, and I had to make an additional, because the people that wrote this may not know. According to them, there are 5 top givers, and this is outside of certain leadership. So what happens to papers like this is there are certain leaders that will not appear on papers like this. Maybe at some point, maybe they will. But by this paper, the top giver outside of leadership, I say that, but I also have to warn, no leader should go and hide under outside of leadership. And I say, I'm one of those outside of leadership, go and hide under the heading outside of leadership. You already know that you're not the top giver. So, but top givers outside of leadership, they had Pastor Jessica Harker here. But when I saw the figures, I had to correct the head of admin that I think actually number one would be Pastor Bosola Oguntayo, really. Because I'm working by the figures and facts, so I had to correct them. And then second, you have Pastor Jessica. Then you have third, Pastor Ryan Henry. Then fourth, you have Evangelist Emmanuel Ayomide. I don't know who that is. That COD? Okay. Perfect. And then fifth, you have Pastor Emmanuel Akokia. They have to remove you. Excuse me, sir. You have to remove yourself from that group and go into outside of leadership. But I'm also proud that your name is here, but the group here is very good. That's very third gen. I want to greet you all for, it looks like people want to know, inside of leadership. It just looks like, I promise you I will do that, but they didn't give me that today. Inside of leadership, who are the top givers? We cannot not have times like this. Giving is what we do. So if we are reading the awards out, we cannot, or award, or recognizing these things, we cannot have the fastest runner because we don't do running. We don't do track race. What we do is giving. What we do is mobilization. I'm still waiting for the most mobilized house who got souls in the most. And if you look at the nation family right now, and this is where I will start stopping, there is an influx of many younger people with passion. It's a lot. I've pastored for 20 years, and you will not hear the last of that. 20 years is not easy. So it's not, it's like people telling Pastor Daniel to stop saying when I was in the army. Can you guys go through the training it went through? You've been to gym for how many days, and you can't go back anymore because you are still recovering from the one you went to December 12th, 2022. I saw something interesting on this chat as well. Pastor Alicia and her team did a wonderful job on this one. They compared the first quarter of 2022, whereas the first quarter of 2024 is great. But they compared the first quarter. I'm looking for that page, Pastor Alicia. You may have to come help me out. They've done a very comprehensive work here. Can we please put our hands together in appreciation? I ask you to come. Don't send. Thank you. They compared the first quarter of 2022 to the first quarter of 2024. The first quarter of 2024 is solid, is good. But the first quarter, thank you. The first quarter of 2022 is double of whatever we want to call solid now. Now, as we approach the second quarter, I need you to remember that the path of the just shines brighter and brighter. We don't devolve. So, thank you. So what needs to be done is to locate the weak points and strengthen the ends that are feeble. We have to strengthen it. We have to make it work. And all the influx of more young people joining, I welcome you. I want you to understand, thank you. I want you to understand that it's simply a house of leadership. There is nothing here called seniority. There's nothing like I senior you, I was here. You've heard the story here. Many of the videos that were played, or most, some of the videos that were played, 98% of families were not here. So what this house was is supposed to do is, as long as you have the zeal, you have the tenacity and the stability of mind to grow, you should grow. No one should sit on anyone. However, we have leaders who are there to train you, to help you understand our history. As a matter of fact, what leaders are teaching and supposed to be teaching in their houses is just history. Just history. The understanding of what is 87A. The understanding of what's Lancaster House. What is so-so-so. What's Croydon Park Hotel. What is Hilton Metropole. That's what they are supposed to be teaching and preaching for your mobilization, your inspiration, and for, to stir up a fight within you to reach where God has proposed for you to reach. What they are supposed to be teaching you is, when Pastor Sam came out of prison at the age of so-so-so-so, when PT built this, when Pastor Honey did this, built this, do you understand what Kunle is? Things like this. Those are our Bible. It's okay if they talk about Moses, but you see, you'll be lost. Before we get to John, you would have left. But to teach ourselves these things, what is toss fire, toss hill? What does it mean? Leaders who have an understanding of history can build people. Leaders who repeat history. The Bible is just history repeated many times. Until one day you just believe you are Moses and you try to cross the Red Sea. You just heard the story over and over and over again. What is our own believers class? The history. Leaders who actually pay attention are keen about making sure that they understand what those ill meant. True history. How the heartbeat start. We went to Tulse Hill, Binta's living room, Petey was preaching, they will ask a PO to follow those things. Why is this important for your leaders, for your new followers, so that they can know what to do in the repetition of this history? And for leaders, it must be that you are keen to want to know, that you don't edit history, you don't edit it, you don't say because you don't like someone now, you've now thrown them out of that history. You actually document history. You think about things. Do you understand the day they just thought that we were black people and police came where we were worshiping, when we were praying? They just thought we were black. And a Johanna had to be arrested, how she slept with Grace in that cell. And the fellowship was growing. They just thought, it's black people. What? How? As in, they just couldn't believe that black young boys and girls are praying. Praying for what? But that was what we were doing. Yes, Amzi was there, but Amzi has left. So we just believed. You understand the days that we were in. You know that hotel in East Shoreditch? Huh? We used to pack that room up. I forgot the name of that hotel. It wasn't Eastside Fellowship or Court House. Okay, that's where Eastside met too. But remember the givings and the pledges we made in those places? Preaching day and, preaching for a long time. Go search this history is how you can put your time on reading the Bible, but you can also put your time, and I'm going to task the Non-Edge Nation, and congratulations for your meeting and lunch yesterday. It was beautiful. And I thank you for taking it seriously. But we're going to tax them with documenting these histories as our own Bible. They are Red Sea moments. We crossed Red Seas. We walked through the wilderness. We fought. Remember the days in Pastor Shadia's living room and Pastor Ebo, when that fellowship would go up in numbers, but go up, maybe there are 20 or so, then it will fall back to maybe 5 or 6. I just knew one system then. I'll drive there, I'll preach the word and mobilize and leave. Then it will grow. We had those start, stop. Then it picked up. Then growth came. And nothing could stop Connect from then because of the sacrifices. Why is that important? So that today, it will not be difficult for any young person just coming in to know that even if it's their dad's living room that they start gathering people at, it will become great. That's the Bible and the template we must repeat to our people. If your leader is still sharing big revelé with you, ask them, would you preach better than PT? What are you going to say? And I'm not bragging. I'm humble in the Lord, right? Well, I can't be humble in the world. I'm not humble in the world. I'm very arrogant. I'm one of the best preachers in the world. It's not... And if they are not sure, we should do preaching competition. We should just preach. I'll just let your pastor preach and see if your whole church will not follow. As in, they will be selling their stuff and you think they are bringing it to boom, then they will branch. Then you have to go and look for BBC documentary for it and say, they are criminals. Yeah, right. I'm just joking. There's no preaching competition. But I'm just saying for your leaders, what should, if we have studious leaders in this house, what would they be studious at? Writing history and studying that thing. Not assuming, oh yeah, we were there now. Let me tell you, if you just tell the story of we were there without documenting it, you will be Mr. Charles in the crossing of the Red Sea. In that whole crossing, there were just three names, Moses, Joshua, Caleb. There were 3 million. Where are the rest? They didn't document, they didn't speak out, they didn't play any significant role. May the Lord continue to bless all the houses, the family houses, and everyone that is just joining the nation family. Understand what we mean by first gen, second gen, third gen. Those who are just joining the nation, be keen to find out how did the trap house start. I'm charging fellowships now if you have 1, 2, not to talk of 10 people just coming in. Develop series about trap house. Just teach these things. Trust that they have the capability to steer up the soul of people and push them towards actions that will profit them and make them great. Look for the pictures. Write these things down. Make it plain according to the scripture. Write it down, make it plain that they may read, that they may run that reads it. This is the best family on earth, isn't it? Okay, I will need, Pastor Sam, thank you for this setting, but I will need to see singers, you know. I would have to see one or two. Please come up and then we can close this Founders Day service. Continue to remind yourselves what we got into, determining not to allow human factors and making sure that at all costs we press into the higher calling why we started this. So if you're saying, I just love the whole atmosphere. I don't even know what this is. Study our history. As you're reading that history and finding out, don't find out the weakness of anybody. It's none of your business. As you're reading that history and finding out, your own fire will enter you and you're going to do things that nobody thought you could do. That's exactly what's going to happen in this house. Amen and amen.